This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you guys are traveling and kind of wondering about this whole idea of being kicked off a flight. And if any of you have been reading a lot of the headlines discussing, if airlines could do that, you are going to see that they could legally ask you to leave a flight. In fact, there's a contract, I guess, that you sign whenever you purchase a ticket, allowing them to remove you involuntarily from a flight. Now, you're not supposed to get all bloodied up. You're not supposed to have broken noses or, you know, need a facial reconstruction, as we find out that Dr. Dow, unfortunately, needs to. In fact, what we're hearing is Dr. David Dow, his injuries are so severe that in addition to him suffering a concussion and losing teeth, he is going to need reconstructive surgery. And from what we understand, he is going to be suing not only United, but also the city of Chicago, blaming an overly aggressive response by the city's aviation department officers. And he's accusing United of failing to protect its customer, according to Thomas Demetrio, who is the attorney. So Chicago taxpayers may have to pay for this as well. Dr. Dow, 69 years old, of Elizabethtown, Kentucky, and his wife are flying home to Louisville, Kentucky, through Chicago O'Hare International Airport after vacation in California. Dow was one of four passengers told to leave a full flight to make room for four airline employees. If you remember correctly, what had happened was they had, quote-unquote, overbooked. They had asked for volunteers, and whenever they ask for volunteers, they offer, you know, money or, vouchers, et cetera, and nobody wanted to. They wanted to get back home. So whenever nobody volunteers, apparently the airline has, in its right, in its contract, to ask people to move. When they did, they asked four people that they chose, either by their late check-in date, by their fare. You know, obviously people that pay high fares are not going to be asked. It's the ones that got a real cheap fare or did a last-minute booking. They're going to ask first. They use an algorithm. They don't ask disabled people. They have an algorithm on who to ask. And so they asked four people. Three of them got off, but Dr. Dow wouldn't. He said he didn't have to, and he had a point. He had a point. So he stayed firm. And security tried to coax him out, wouldn't happen, and then I guess aviation department officers had to get on board to remove him. And when he refused, he was dragged from the plane, suffered a significant concussion, broken nose, had a sinus injury, and lost two front teeth. Again, I'm not exactly sure of the mechanism of injury as a doctor. I always like to, you know, see what happened, you know, because on the video, you don't see anybody hitting him, punching him. So we don't know if he, when he flailed, you know, hit the side of the plane, if he was thrown into the aisle. And when he was thrown into the aisle, did he hit one of the other seats and then break his teeth? We don't know. He's a 69-year-old man. So obviously, you know, his bones could be weaker. So we don't know what happened. And so he did not want to leave. Airlines are allowed to remove passengers for failing to comply with instructions from the crew. So Dr. Dow said the reason why he didn't want to leave is because he had to see patients the next day. As a doctor, I understand that that really ticks people off whenever we say, but look, you know, I can't leave. I got patients to see. And, you know, when you have patients, when you have a clinic full of patients, it's really hard to reschedule them, especially if they waited for a month to see you. So you really don't like to reschedule your day. It's really, it's difficult for the patients. You know, when you have patients that are scheduled. So it got to the point where I would always come back a day early. right, so that I wouldn't have to, if there was a plane delay, I wouldn't have to mess up a schedule. But it's tough. That was, you know, it's not always easy to do. And many times I do travel a day before I have to go back to work. So it's a valid excuse, but everybody has, you know, excuses. So you'll notice there's a lot of articles and a lot of discussions on what airlines are allowed to do. And I would suggest you guys really read your ticket, you read what's on the website. I think South Park did a spoof. It was a very disgusting episode, I might add, but they did an episode of how when you, you know, click I agree on your Apple, you know, phone, that you agree to the terms. Okay, apparently if you don't read the terms, there's South Park made a whole big spoof on some of the things that Apple could do to you. Now, obviously they wouldn't, but we don't read the fine print. We just don't. And so I guess airlines very commonly overbook. I remember, you know, years ago, there would be open seats and you could spread out and you could sleep along. They don't do that anymore. All right, ever since the recession really changed things, such that now Every single flight is now booked, and it is booked to the gill. There's never room for overhead suitcases, anything like that. And they do that because they don't want, they have, I guess, an algorithm of how many people miss their flight. They either forget they had a flight, they miss their flight, they change their mind. And so an airline doesn't want to lose money where they, you know, have these people that go, you know what, I'm going to change and, you know, change flights, and then there's empty seats on there. They don't want to do that. You know, in a doctor's office, that would stink when somebody would no-show for a visit, you know, and a whole family would no-show. Here, you gave each family member 30 minutes, so you blocked out 2 hours for a new family coming in, and they wouldn't show up. That 2 hours, you're still paying for staff, you're still paying rent, you know, and that's why doctors started to overbook. Or double book, because people would skip, people would change their mind, and it got so often that, you know, now the average doctor's office overbooks so that they aren't sitting there for 2 hours with their thumb, you know, where, you know, because patients didn't show up. So airlines, I guess there's a certain amount of money that airlines do have to give. I guess if an airline picks a passenger to be removed involuntarily, the federal law says a carrier does not have to offer any compensation as long as the airline gets the flyer to the final destination within an hour of the arrival time. So if there's another flight leaving the gate, all right, and you're going to get there within an hour, they don't have to pay you. But if you're going to get there between 1 and 4 hours later, they have to pay you 200% of the original fare. If they're going to get you over 4 hours later, they have to pay you at least or maximum $1,300. So you can make some money. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity body do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
All for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So an 8-month-old baby in India weighs as much as a healthy 4-year-old. And the doctors are just stumped as to what her, you know, why she's so hungry all the time. Hahat Kumar weighs 38 pounds and was born healthy without any complications. She's currently 4 months old, and her weight just started ballooning. Now her parents say that she just cries whenever she's not fed. Dad says it's not her fault. God gave this condition to her. It's not in her hands. I feel bad when some people laugh at her for being fat. Doctors have been unable to obtain a blood sample because her skin is abnormally thick. She reportedly is suffering breathing and sleeping problems due to her extreme weight. She could unfortunately be getting sleep apnea. Renee, her mother, says, or Rena, we don't have enough money for her treatment, but we do our best to make sure she gets well. Dr. Sharma is her pediatrician, and he recommended that the family take Hahat to a pediatric specialist in the civil hospital, but they cannot afford it, according to the Sun. Her weight is increasingly excessive, and it has to be controlled. She has to eat less. She eats like a 10-year-old kid. So they have no idea if she's diabetic. They don't have any idea if she's has a steroid abnormality, a cortisol abnormality. They don't know if she has a thyroid abnormality. They just don't know. Her parents had lost a son before she was born, so they will keep searching for answers in hopes of she having a normal childhood. We don't want her to have difficulties in the future. We want a good future for her. I don't see a GoFundMe page because, again, you know, they live out of the country. But, I mean, she's a cute, adorable girl, but this is a baby who is, four times the weight than the baby should be. And that's frightening. 1-877, maybe three times the weight. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A new mom has died following a severe panic attack 5 weeks after giving birth. She's an antiques roadshow expert, and she died suffering from postnatal psychosis. She had severe delusions, and she thought that her five-week-old baby was talking to her. There's an inquest today, right now, being looked at by consultant psychiatrist Dr. Miriam Barrett from the Northwest London Mental Health Trust. She said when she spoke with us, she appeared quite rational and normal, but underneath she was showing in her thinking that there were delusions. She was convinced that she was communicating with her baby, and the baby could communicate with her. The baby was part of her delusions, and this is where the risk arose. West London Coroner's Court heard the 34-year-old, who worked at Sotheby's, had suffered a ruptured liver and internal bleeding in November 2012 following the birth of her daughter, Ciara. The inquest was told her mother, Miranda Phillimore, was called by her son-in-law to the daughter's home after an ambulance crew arrived on the scene. She had fought with members of the emergency services when the ambulance crew. She told the court she arrived to find her daughter in the back of the ambulance. She was alarmingly strapped down with five people holding her down. Postpartum psychosis is rare, but unfortunately it could be deadly. The police and the ambulance staff had to hold her down. Each person was holding a leg or an arm. The inquest also heard from several paramedics who attended the scene. They treated Alice and her baby daughter, describing how the first time mom had to be carried out of the house by her shoulders and legs. She was very distressed. She was shouting, "My baby is dead," but the baby was okay. One of the officers, I guess, described it as she was concerned about her child and would demand to see her baby. Now, I still don't know why she died. All right? They're not talking about why a psychotic episode, you know, what happened. And, you know, this is a shame because you look at the mom and you look at the baby. Great picture. I mean, we understand that, when people unfortunately undergo medical issues, you know, after giving birth to a baby, and then they don't get to bond with the baby, that can unfortunately put them at risk for postpartum depression or postpartum psychosis. Unfortunately, she had postpartum psychosis, and we don't know why she died. They aren't saying suicide. They aren't saying overdose. All we know is she had to be taken to the hospital. She could have had a panic attack. Maybe her heart stopped. We don't know. But unfortunately, it could be very deadly, not only for her, but for the baby. And so we, you know, really get concerned about the baby blues or, you know, postpartum sadness or depression where you, you know, continually feel sad. You don't really seem to enjoy being a new time mom. You aren't really interested in the outside world. You're not interested in the baby. You have a lack of energy. And, you know, my big concern with many of these moms is they're not sleeping well. And not having, not getting enough sleep, unfortunately, could be a big issue. You also have a lot of hormone changes. There could also be genetic factors into play. And, you know, we really underestimate that giving birth can be a very traumatic experience for a woman. Not to mention the daddy as well. You know, we've been obviously giving birth for centuries, right? You know, since Adam and Eve. So, you know, we've been able to, overcome. But what doesn't really seem to get talked about is the element of mental illness that occurred for centuries with those who did undergo postpartum depression or psychosis or et cetera. You know, labor is pretty traumatic. It's something that we as women know, look, you just have to go through it. You just have to get through it. You know, tough. You got to toughen up. And many of us do. It was the most painful thing ever. It was very, very frightening. You thought you were going to die. You thought something was going to happen to the baby. Then the baby comes and you're weak. I kept throwing up that they had to give me a medication, a Naproxen, to stop me from throwing up. And then I was so weak that I couldn't lift my arms, so I couldn't even hold the baby. And, you know, that was really frightening to me that I couldn't even hold my own child. So I had to leave the baby with the nurses for 2 days. Until I could finally hold, you know, until the weakness went away where I could hold the baby. I'm like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? I want to hold my child. It was crazy. And I was worried that I couldn't bond with my second one like I was able to with my first. And, you know, they both think I'm a pain. They both become teenagers after a while. So, you know, they either like you or they don't like you. It doesn't matter what happened that day, after birth. But, you know, it's a very frightening time. Luckily, I never got postpartum depression or postpartum blues. I did get intractable headaches and migraines after the second one. The headaches were so bad that I would have to take migraine medication and try to sleep it off. The headache was so bad, and luckily my husband was able to help with Brock, the little one, and help feed him, you know, when I stopped breastfeeding. But, you know, child raising and child rearing used to be a group effort. Now you have a lot of single moms. You have moms alone. Everybody seems to have to work. But in the olden days, the moms would be home. And you would have neighbors. You would have midwives, you know, there checking on you. You had wet nurses, you know, people that would help feed your baby if you couldn't. And so, you know, in the olden days, there was a lot more emotional support for those who just had a baby. You were never left alone. Somebody was there to help you. And it was a real big, it was a huge event. It's a huge event now, but you have people giving birth and going, I went back to work 3 days after I gave birth to my second one. I had to go back to work. I had patients. So I brought them to work. You know, I tried to keep them, you know, in a room with air filters and, you know, try to keep them, you know, away from anybody being sick. But yeah, I brought my kid to work. With my first kid, I went back to work after 2 weeks. Second kid, 3 days. All right. So, you know, if a lot of moms are putting that sort of pressure on themselves where they don't have the maternity leave, they don't have the support, even if you have the maternity leave, is anybody there to help you? Well, a lot of people go, well, you know, what about their mother? Their mother or their mother-in-law? How many women want their mother-in-law or even their mother around? Okay, that's stressful in and of itself. Okay, there is no way I was going to call my mother. Oh, you're doing it wrong. You are doing it wrong. You know what? Let me take over. You just go. I got this. You don't even know how to raise your own baby. I will raise your baby, and you can see your baby when he's 18. Okay, there was no way. My mom is a control freak. You thought I was a control freak. No way. My mom would have rearranged a house. She would have moved away with the kid to another city. There was no way I was going to let my mom help take care of my kid. And my mother-in-law, the last person I wanted in my house was my mother-in-law. So I ended up saying, you know what, I'm just going to do it by myself, or I'm just going to take baby to work. And that's what I did. And luckily I didn't have depression or psychosis or anything. But when you have other people that, you know, don't have a lot of closeness with family and they don't, you know, they're alone. And we underestimate that it really is a group. It's a group experience, you know, and then dads, you know, many moms have said, look, dad never really bonded when I was pregnant. It's very hard for the dad to bond with the baby. He's not carrying it. You know, it's not something he could see or touch. You know, he understands it's in, you know, it's in your belly, but it's not, you know, don't expect a lot of bonding to happen before the birth. Then once the birth happens, that's when dads can, you know, bond. So that, there's nothing abnormal about that. But if dads are working, you know, there's only so much they can do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a Michigan doctor has been accused of performing female genital mutilation surgery on multiple girls, some as young as 6 years old. This is frightening. Dr. Jumana Nagarwala, 44, was arrested Wednesday for allegedly performing the procedure on multiple young girls over the past 12 years. Nagarwala was an ER physician. at the Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit. She allegedly carried out the surgeries in a clinic in a nearby suburb here in the U.S. Nagarwala's attorney did not immediately respond for request or comment. According to hospital spokesperson David Olajars, the alleged criminal activity did not occur at any Henry Ford facility. We would never support or condone anything related to this practice. Apparently, the doctor has been placed on administrative leave. The FBI and Department of Homeland Security's investigations unit received a tip that Nagarwala was performing the surgeries at a clinic in Livonia, about a 20-minute drive from the hospital where she works. Nagarwala's case is believed to be the first under the 1996 federal law that criminalizes female genital mutilation. It is also known as female circumcision. It's a practice that intentionally alters or removes the female external female genitalia for non-medical reasons. The practice, I guess, quote, reflects deep-rooted inequality between the sexes, according to the World Health Organization, and is a violation of the rights of girls and women. Despite prevention efforts, the practice endures in some parts of Africa, Asia, and the Middle East, especially in rural communities. Last year, the CDC estimated that as of 2012, more than 500,000, half a million women and girls in the United States have undergone the procedure. Half a million women in the U.S. are undergoing the procedure or at risk of being subjected to it. That's crazy. According to the criminal complaint being reported by the Daily Beast, at least 2 7-year-old girls were allegedly brought to Nagarwala's clinic from out of state to undergo the procedure. One of the alleged victims told investigators that she and another girl were brought to Detroit for a special girls' trip and that they had to go to the doctor because their tummies hurt. The first girl told investigators that she took off her pants and underwear and laid on the examining table where she was pinched by Nagarwala on the place where she goes pee. The second girl described a similar situation, telling investigators that she went to the doctor's office in Detroit, took off her pants and underwear, and was placed on an operating table where she got a shot in her upper right thigh. After the procedure, she felt pain down to her ankle and could barely walk, but the doctor said she was fine. Both girls' parents told them they couldn't tell anyone about the procedure. Both identified an unmarked photo of Nagarwala and said she was the doctor who they met in Detroit. Doctors in Minnesota examined both of the girls and determined that their genitals were not normal in appearance. They had indications of tears, scar tissue, or lacerations. According to the criminal complaint, the same girl who reported difficulty walking after the procedure told investigators she left one of her winter gloves at the office. On April 10th, FBI agents found a child's glove in the clinic with the victim's name written on it. The girl's parents later confirmed to investigators that they took their daughter to the clinic for a, quote, cleansing of extra skin. Now, the doctor initially denied performing the procedures on the two girls or any other children, told investigators she was aware that it is illegal in the U.S. According to the criminal complaint, she's being charged with female genital mutilation, transportation with intent to engage in criminal sexual activity, and making a false statement to a federal officer. Apparently, the charge carries a maximum of 5 years in prison. Only 5 years? According to the complaint, to bite her oath to take care of patients, Dr. Nagarwala is alleged to have performed horrifying acts of brutality to the most vulnerable victims, according to Acting Assistant Attorney General Kenneth Blanco said in a statement. Now, I don't understand female genitalia mutilation. I don't understand why this is something parents, I don't understand, is it a religious thing? Is it something that, I mean, why would the parents bring their daughters to this monster? I don't get that. I don't understand why this is a practice that has to happen. I don't know if the deep rooted reasons is girls, quote unquote biblical times were not supposed to enjoy sex. Sex was only supposed to be for procreation. So that would limit a girl's ability to have sex with somebody they're not married to. I don't know. Again, I'm just frightened by the fact that there's a market for this and that 500,000 women and girls have had this procedure done or are about to have this procedure done. And obviously most of them are unwilling to, but this is something that I guess there's a market for, such that this doctor has allegedly been performing these. It's frightening, it's scary, and it's a shame. Lord have mercy. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Positive news. Australian researchers have discovered a new way to stop the growth of colon and stomach cancers, which means we may be able to, within 3 years, right, because it always takes so long, we may be able to have a new cancer-fighting drug. Matthias Ernst at the Olivia Newton-John Cancer Research Institute. Good for Olivia Newton-John helping sponsor a Cancer Research Institute. Very awesome. Explains that white blood cells called macrophages help to heal wounds and remove damaged cells from the body. But those with a protein called hematopoietic cell kinase, HCK, can also be hijacked by cancer cells to fuel cancer. As Ernst put it, he said the more HCK activity a macrophage has, the more it will nurture cancer cell growth and survival. But if we could inhibit that HCK protein, it could prevent cancer cells from taking over. When researchers used a drug-like molecule to inhibit the protein in animal tests, existing colon and stomach cancers stopped growing. The appearance of new cancers also were reduced. Now, stomach cancer, obviously very deadly, because you many times don't realize you have it until it's too late. People with stomach cancer think they have an ulcer, they think they have indigestion, they go, oh, I ate something too spicy. And many times you don't feel it until it's already grown to the degree where it already has spread to other organs. So stomach cancer, albeit very rare, is very deadly. Colon cancer we screen for. And we screen for with colonoscopies every 10 years. Even though many doctors are doing it every 5, the guidelines suggest every 10 years. If there's a family history of colon cancer, we want to screen you 10 years before that, before the age at where the family member was diagnosed. So in my particular case, my grandfather was diagnosed in his 60s, but he was diagnosed end stage. So before the new guidelines, it was 20 years. You get screened, then 20 years prior. So we would get, we got screened in our 40s. My doctor said, tell that, I'm going to start screening you in your 30s. So I got screened in my 30s for colon cancer. We do it differently now where we wait till 10 years prior. So if my grandfather had end-stage colon cancer, they would have probably thought he was diagnosed in his early 60s, so I would be screened in my 50s. Right now, we recommend everybody get screened in their 50s. If there's a family history or if there's polyps removed, we may start to screen you every 5 years. If they're hyperplastic polyps that are not dangerous, you would probably be screened still every 10 years. So colon cancer, we watch you a lot, closer, and we're hopefully finding you sooner. But many people don't want to get the test. And if they bleed rectally, they definitely don't want to get a tube up their rectum. So many of them kind of blow it off going, oh, I just have hemorrhoids. Don't. All right. But this drug that inhibits HCK could be ready for clinical trials within 3 years. It could also maybe treat other cancers if they're fueled by this HCK-mediating macrophage issue. So an Australian health minister calls it revolutionary development with the potential to one day save thousands of lives. Colon and rectal cancer is rising, especially in younger individuals. So, HPV-related rectal cancer is on the rise. HPV is getting into the rectum, setting up shop. HPV is the most common STD with almost 50% of adults carrying HPV. Many times HPV goes away, but it could go ahead and, turn to cancer. Rectal cancer is different from colon cancer. Colon cancer is a different type of cancer, very genetic, but also related to poor diet, obesity, smoking, and eating processed foods, not having good fiber in your diet because the chemicals could sit there and work on the lining of the colon. So pretty dangerous stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659.
1-800-958-9659.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We're always taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI. You could also email us at drdahlia.com. We're here to help. All right. So, 1 in 4 do not think that a one-night stand counts as cheating. All right, it's a very interesting survey here. They say 1 in 4 people say that having sex or kissing someone other than their partner is not true infidelity. Over half of people say sending flirtatious messages to someone else is always cheating, according to this new study. This is being reported by Daily Mail. 19% of people claim that watching porn without a partner is a red flag. Another 16% say following an ex on social media is always cheating. They say 25% of people say these activities sometimes constitute cheating. This is a new study commissioned by Deseret News and conducted by YouGov, which polled 1,800 Americans about the range of scenarios they consider to be cheating on a partner. Of the respondents, 63% said maintaining an online dating profile while in a relationship is cheating. Yeah, I can never imagine. You know, I've wanted to know what Tinder is about. You know, because everybody's talking about swiping and things like that. And I don't want to start, in order to see Tinder, you have to open up an account. I don't want to open up an account on Tinder because then it looks like I'm trying to, you know what I mean? I mean, I don't want my husband to freak out. But I'm dying to see what happens on that site. So if you do open up a site on those things, with the exception of being a journalist trying to investigate what's going on, so you could kind of be aware, there's really not a lot of reason for you to be on a dating site such as that. 63% said maintaining this dating profile is cheating. 34% of men consider sexting to be cheating, 49% compared to 49% of women. They say women are more likely to cheat because they are seriously unhappy with their primary relationship, loneliness, or in a subconscious search for, quote, better genes. They tend to be more upset by the emotional aspect of cheating rather than the physical side. By contrast, men are more likely than women to cheat for pure sexual variety and sexual motivations. Males are more likely to define infidelity in strictly physical terms, or tend to be more upset over the thought of their partner being with someone else rather than being emotionally portrayed. Millennials have stricter views than their elders when it comes to some form of online cheating. They say 94% of millennials think having a one-night stand is cheating on your partner, while 78% of the older generation thought so. Across the board, women are more likely than men to classify each of the survey items as cheating. For example, 70% of females think actively maintaining an online dating profile while in a relationship is cheating versus 55% of males. Religious Americans are more likely to consider actions such as going to a strip club or viewing porn without your partner to be cheating. They said in this study, evangelical Christians and Mormons consistently take a stricter view when it comes to other religious groups as to what constitutes cheating, especially when it comes to watching porn or going to a strip club. They say Republicans have become much more accepting of affairs among presidential candidates, Democrats much less so. And they say it's because of partisan associations with Republican President Donald Trump. I don't really know about Donald Trump's past relationships, if he cheated. I know when it came to Bill Clinton, nobody really seemed to care. Everybody seemed to love Bill Clinton. And I just don't think people, it used to be a real big deal. Remember when Bill Clinton smoked pot? Or claimed he didn't inhale. It was like, oh my gosh. Then Barack Obama was like, I did cocaine. I mean, whatever he did. And then nobody cared. So society has definitely changed with how they want their president to be. Do they want the president to be loving man, a man of faith, somebody of high moral standards? Or is it that many of us just don't expect our politicians to have that? You know, who knows? They say, in January 2016, evangelical Protestants, 56%, said they were less likely to support a candidate who had an extramarital affair. Today that number went down to 45%. Younger couples are the most likely to have sex on a regular basis, but the majority of couples consistently go out of their way to do small acts of kindness for other people. They say that could also be an issue. So, okay, what is going on here in terms of, you know, what is going on with our society and how we look at one night stands, etc.? I think, first of all, I thought that was very interesting how millennials thought it would be cheating, but older Americans would not look at a one-night stand as cheating. And I think the reason why is there are many couples that have been together despite one of the partners cheating. And they found that them trying to, you know, get it out of their system didn't really affect the marriage. We have people in our family who we've seen that happen to, and they stayed together for decades. And you're like, well, why if he cheated? Well, because they just found that the marriage was still strong. It was still a partnership that wasn't going to be broken apart based on one transgression. And, you know, for me, I don't know. If my husband brought somebody else into our marriage, no. I would be like hell to the no. I wouldn't stand for it. I wouldn't want to get an STD. I hate going to the gynecologist, so why would I have to go to the gynecologist any more than I have to? You want to be with this other person? Go be with that other person. So my husband knows for me, it would probably be a deal breaker. If I really thought about it, would it have to be a deal breaker? Probably not. You know, don't tell him that. But, you know, I love my kids. You know, my husband and I have a great marriage. Do I think him cheating on one person ruins the marriage? No, it doesn't. It doesn't. If he cheated on me with one person for a one-night stand, it really wouldn't wreck the marriage. We still have our home. We still have our family. We still have our kids. We still have our unity. My problem is I need trust, so I would make it a deal breaker. Because I just need to know that he's going to be there in sickness and in health. And if he was able to leave for one night, could he leave for multiple nights? And I just want that, you know, and just because somebody cheats once doesn't mean necessarily they're going to be, you know, a cheater forever. But, you know, for me, I need to know that family life is stable. I just don't need that extra worry. I got too much going on. So that's me. So, and you know, he knows it and vice versa. You know, if Michael Fassbender ever said, Dahlia, you know, let's do this, you know, and you know, I told my husband, I go, look, it's Michael Fassbender. He's like, fine, you could go be with Michael Fassbender, I'll be out of here. Then I'm going to have to choose between Michael Fassbender and my husband. Woo! It's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough one. All right, I'm going to have to sit and stew about that one. So, you know, things are different now. You know, when we watch movies, people hook up, and, you know, it's crazy to think that it, you know, happens as casual as it is. And I think society has made sex very casual. You know, a 2 to 3 minute episode of pleasure used to be, you know, ruining for people's careers, for people's political careers, for people's marriages. And now they're like, you know what, I did it, I made a mistake, I'm sorry, I went out to a bachelor party, you know, we were with the guys, we did some drugs, I wasn't thinking clearly, it's not going to happen, I'm here with you, I'll do some STD testing, and I'm sorry, and, you know, punish me for a month. It's different these days, and it's crazy that it's like that. So, you know, be careful, people, with some of your, extramarital activities. When it comes to following an ex online, people are very curious. People are very, very curious. They love the flirtation. And I think a lot of people in this day and age like the idea of Plan B. You know, in the older days, you would, you know, meet somebody when you were younger. And then if you were widowed or if you were, you know, you really didn't have any other option and you would be living your life alone as a spinster, et cetera. You know, now nobody wants to. You know, the older population now, their dating scene is more vibrant than younger people's dating scenes. And boy, are they having fun and they are partying it up. And so I think a lot of people are like, well, if I ever get dumped or something ever happens, who's going to be my Plan B? And that could be kind of dangerous for a marriage. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.